I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Hello and welcome to another Spoiled Movie Review. And I'm your host, Rod, Rodimus Prime. Of course, you know the motto of the show. We spoil shit, guys. So it's for people that have seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck about spoilers, because we're going to definitely spoil everything. They all go to prison, okay? First things first, we have, as always, one of the co-hosts of The Black Guy Who Tips and host of our own show, Lip Smacking Good. Karen, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and I hope y'all doing good out there listening to this.
And we also have half of the name of the Long and Late movie podcast, Long and Late Movie Show. It's the homie Layton. What's up, Layton?
Hey, what's going on, Rod, Karen? I'm doing great.
Yeah, glad to have you, man. It's been too long. It's just a long time coming. We needed more people to review movies, and Pain and Gain was a movie we watched a while back. Never could find other people that had seen it that wanted to come review it. So I reached out to Layton on Twitter one day, and I'm glad I found him.
Great. I really like Pain and Gain. So yes, good to talk about it.
Here we go.
Did too.
Now the movie at the small movie reviews, we have very simple scale from 0 to 5. It's called the More Epic Than Love Jones scale. With okay. 0 being man fuck you and 5 being the fuck you waiting for, go see this shit. And there's a bunch of stuff in between. And we do the reviews very simply. We talk about what worked for us, what didn't work for us, and then we give it our total score at the end. So I will actually give a brief synopsis of the film. Pain and Gain is a movie about a trio of bodybuilders in, of course, Florida. Who want to live the American dream. They decide to take a shortcut by coming up with a plan to kidnap a man and take everything that he owns from him. And hilarity and hijinks ensue. It's directed by Michael Bay. It's based on a true story. And it stars Mark Wahlberg, The Rock, and Anthony Mackie. So I will go with you first, Karen. What worked for you with this movie?
The dark comedy worked for this movie. The action worked for this movie. I really enjoyed The Rock in this movie. I liked the way his character progressed over time, where he was kind of trapped almost, and I think that for The Rock to be, I guess, starting from wrestling, as they call it, and moving over to acting, I think he did a very, very good transition, like his cues and things like that. I liked the black dude. I forgot his
name. Anthony Mackie?
Yes, I enjoyed him a lot,
too. A lot of penis jokes.
A lot of penis jokes. And I like the white girl that he married. That was she was funny, too.
Rebel Wilson, yeah.
Thank you. And it was one of the fun-filled rides, and I think that this is a type of movie. Michael Bay did this, right?
Michael Bay directed it, yeah.
This is the type of movie that Michael Bay needs to literally direct. It's almost like this movie was so perfect for him and his style, because sometimes I think he gets a hold of the movie where you're like, just you don't need to get a hold of this particular movie, because this actually requires acting, which you can't do. You're good at blowing shit up. You're not really good at acting and performing. And I think that he did a very good job. What was funny to me was, like, you get like 3/4 of the way through the movie and it was like, yes, this is still, but you know, based off the true story, and everybody's like, kind of like, what the fuck, you gotta be kidding me. So it was one of those things where I just enjoyed the ride that Michael Bay took me on.
Alright, what about you, Layton? What worked for you with Pain and Gain?
Yeah, for me, number one is the story. I mean, this story starts, sort of normal. You know, you have a con man and he's trying to come up with a con to make money. But at the very end, when they're like cooking people's hands and chopping up people's bodies,
yes,
dropping weights on people's heads to kill them, I'm like, this is. I mean, they must be embellishing this story, and then they have to like put up a disclaimer. Hey, You have to put up a disclaimer. This has actually happened. For you to actually kind of believe that this happened.
Yes.
The Rock is hilarious. I can't believe that he was a sort of almost a real person. But he really delivers some great comedic acting here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mark Wahlberg, he does what needs to be done. You know, I don't think he's a great actor, but the role fit him so well that he didn't need to be a great actor.
Yes, it did.
Michael Bay, you know, he always has like a superficial kind of sheen to his movies, and that absolutely worked here with the kind of Miami glossy setting. You know, there was, of course, the Bad Boys scene, where, you know, style of things where the camera's rotating around the room, stuff like that. So he fit the movie. So it was well done story, acting, and directing wise.
Yeah, I enjoyed the comedic bits tremendously. Almost all of them hit, which mm-hmm. I had forgotten Michael Bay could do because it's been so long since he made a movie where I was on board with the comedic portions.
Yeah.
And unlike Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen and stuff, when people showed up, some of the people that played lesser roles, like Kim Jong is in this movie, and it's not annoying to me. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not just doing the Kim Jong, I'm Asian stick, which we've kind of gotten used to, and I'm a little bit over.
Yes.
It was actually exciting to see him here, unlike, like, Hangover 3 for me.
True.
I also enjoyed Rebel Wilson, of course. Mm-hmm. Ed Helms was great. Ed Harris, I mean, was great in here. He doesn't really come into, like, the last half of the film, but his character was actually good. Like, it was a mm-hmm. good kind of sobering, oh, yeah, this is real shit. They need to get caught. They're actually bad guys. And
yeah. And they're bad at being bad guys, too.
Right. Yes, like, they're terrible at being bad guys, and yes. Y'all not paying them no attention.
Like, the comedy of certain things, like the initial kidnapping and how it's like a cartoon with the Roadrunner or Bugs Bunny or something, where it really takes them like five tries to get this guy, you know, kidnapped. They're just trying different things, and everything that's over the top here completely serves Michael Bay's style.
Yes.
Whether it's the slow motion of some of the action scenes, mm-hmm. It, like, for some reason, it just works. The Rock worked great for me.
Yes.
Especially once he got on drugs.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Like, there's a scene that is it's up there with Raising Arizona and the theft of the Pampers. It's up there with that, with the kind of like long action set piece, but also lots of physical comedy and all this shit with The Rock. Oh, it was so good.
Yes,
man.
Yes, it was.
Like, he's fucking coked out of his mind, getting shot at by police. And then also, the other thing I forgot to mention, the narration. The voice narrations are good, man.
Yes, yeah, they are. Yeah.
So, some of them, I will say, some of them were kind of unnecessary. Like, I didn't think the stripper had much to do. The stripper/girlfriend thing, she had much to do. And I didn't think we needed to get her whole backstory. Kind of lengthened the movie a little bit too much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the few down parts of the movie.
Yeah, I could definitely understand that. I think that's about all. I mean, and also I felt that the pacing worked for me too. Like,
yes.
It never really gave me enough time to linger on much and start thinking about shit. Like, it kind of, for some reason, I was going along with Mark Wahlberg as a protagonist for like the 3/4 of the movie where you're supposed to be kind of like, oh, you know, I kind of like this guy. Maybe he does deserve this bad guy's money more than that bad guy deserved his money. And what's so bad about that? You know, he's worked his whole life. And then at some point you're like, oh yeah, this guy's a piece of shit. What am I doing? So go ahead, Link.
I was going to say, the fact that he managed to ingratiate himself in that neighborhood where the bad guy used to live.
Yes.
And no one questions, hey, you know, Bob has been, you know, missing for X amount of weeks. He didn't say goodbye, and this guy moved into his house.
Yeah, we really got to give Tony Shalhoub some credit, because he played Victor Kershaw so well that I have the emotions I'm supposed to have. I don't like him, and therefore I don't give a fuck if his money's gone. And neither did anyone else.
No,
like,
he played the asshole so perfectly. You was like, man, you fucking suck. Listen to how you talk to your employees. Everybody was like, when he started investigating, they was like, yeah, we love our new boss. They was like, he's the best.
Nobody wanted him to go. All right, so let's talk about what didn't work for us. And Karen, I'll start with you. What didn't work for you with this movie?
I do agree with him about... With Layton. Layton, I'm sorry.
Karen's a tank machine.
I'm don't a tank machine, it. Baby. Please forgive me, sweetie. I tear names up.
Don't worry about it.
I agree with him for the fact of the stripper, because it was like, what was her purpose? She was just eye candy, per se. She was kind of there just to be there, almost. And it was like, okay, you kind of are pointless here. Then I kind of understand her point. Also, I think for me, the movie, I enjoyed the length of the movie, but it kind of could have been a little bit shorter. Not in a bad way. But it was one of those things where I felt like this was good, but if it had been a little bit shorter, it would have been a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I think that's about it for me, because I don't really have too much that I was just like, this just annoys me about this movie.
Okay. Well, what about you, Layton?
I think the length was definitely an issue. And I think that, you know, if they cut out that stripper, you know, introduction slash most of her scenes, you know, you could save yourself a good 15 minutes here. I think the movie's maybe a little... 2 hours, or maybe a little bit over two hours, so it could have used a little trimming down, and that's my main negative against the movie.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird, right? Because in the one hand, you're like, why is this in here? But then it all happened, so it's kind of like, I guess it's got to be part of the story. Like, it's one of the weird things about this movie is I feel like there's certain shit I don't care about. Like, Rob Corddry's character seems underutilized for a guy that funny. He kind of plays the role straight. There's really not much funny to his part, but it's like, well, just take him out. And it's like, well, I guess at the end, when you show the mug shots and this person got arrested and this lady got arrested and she really did believe she was a fucking secret agent. So it's like, all right, I guess you got to put her in the fucking movie. But yeah, that felt a little forced. The entire like idea of going to the Allen to like find Mark Wahlberg really reminded me of Bad Boys 2. When you think Bad Boys 2 is over and then like, let's go to Cuba. You're like, fuck it, let's go to Cuba.
Yes, I was like, I'm all in, let's go.
Yeah, but exactly. It was just adding more time to the movie, definitely, for sure. But yeah, that was it. Some of the other thing is like, some of the comedy was so just weirdly dark. Like with The Rock carrying his toe around for 30 minutes.
Yes.
Like grilling hands and stuff.
Oh, like.
Some of the humor almost feels uneven, because it's like I'm laughing hard at something innocuous like a penis joke for Anthony Mackie. But then in the same movie, I'm also laughing at like grilling hands, you know?
Yes. And like also I'm laughing at like the couple that they bought in there, and everybody was getting high. They were distracting her, and he like shot her with like a tranquilizer, and he kills her, you know? And it's one of the things you're like, well, fuck. And then they chop him up, and then you're like, they come and you're like, they looking at him like, why are you grilling outside?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean, like, some of that stuff would fit right in with like a horror movie, but they're kind of playing it for comedy here, so you don't know how to feel. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. And especially when you throw in that it happened.
Yeah.
So it's like you can only be like, I guess that's what Michael Bay needs more of in his life, is shit that actually happened. So I can only be so mad at him. You know, it's like, well, why'd you do that? Well, it happened. Oh, okay. I guess you can do that.
Yeah.
You know, whereas in Transformers and shit like that, I'm like, I don't give a fuck about Kim Jong and this office paper supply shit that you're doing. Just skip it. It's not that funny. With this, I'm like, well, if they got inspired by Johnny Woo, then Kim Jong's got to be in the fucking movie.
Yes, he does.
But yeah, okay, so that's it for this time. But we got to wrap up with some actual ratings from 0 to 5, more epic than Love Jones. And this time I'm going to flip the order. Layton, what do you rate this movie from 0 to 5?
I'm gonna give it four stars.
All right, so four is full price opening weekend, so it's worth going check it out. Full price opening weekend, Peter.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought so.
Had a lot of fun.
Karen, what would you rate from 0 to 5? More epic than Love Jones.
I would give it a 4.2. It's very enjoyable. You go, if you like action and you like dark comedy, if you are a fan of Michael Bay, I think in his environment, this is the movie for you.
All right, cool. So that's also full price opening weekend. Now, I personally would give it a 3. That's $5 AMC before noon special matinee. But mostly because that's how I saw it, and I felt like I got my value and was extremely happy.
True.
Because I think we only paid like $7 to go see this or something. Mm-hmm. But it was a big surprise to me because I didn't expect anything from this movie.
I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, especially with, you know, Michael Bay's track record, you know?
True.
It's been a while since he had a movie that made me go, oh yeah, Michael Bay, I forgot. I like him. So, so look, man, if you guys are like I was feeling hesitant about seeing this movie because you're like, ooh, Michael Bay, I don't know about this. I think you'll be surprised, man. I think you'll actually enjoy it. It's very funny. I think Leighton's spot on. It's a little long in the tooth. But by the time you're done, I think it's kind of worth it. So, until next time, we will see you guys when we review another movie on Spoiled Movie Reviews. Thank you guys so much for listening, to the Blackout Tips Premium section. Peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in that act forever.
My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.